Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Hallelujah. You can read it to me.
Let your garment always be white, and let your head lack no oil.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, let your garment always be white, and let your head never lack oil. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe that this is a message that the preacher is preaching to you and to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Concerning our journey, concerning our walk with the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This message is not for people who are in the world. This message is for those that are already in the Lord, those who have tasted of the goodness of God. Glory be to God. There are people that the Bible describes as those that have tasted of the heavenly gift. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, when you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, when you come to the family of Christ, glory be to God, there are things that God will expose you to show forth his mercy and his love towards you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In other words, when you come to believe in the Son of God, as the scripture says in the book of John chapter 3, that he gave them the power to become the children of God. Hallelujah. In other words, you are given an inheritance. You are given access to be able to receive the things that money cannot buy. Glory be to God. So Peter talks about those that have tested of the heavenly gift. Hallelujah. It says that it is almost impossible to bring back to faith those that have tested of the heavenly gift. Hallelujah. Those that have walked in the power of the Holy Ghost, those that have walked in the power of healing, those that have walked in the power of signs and wonders, those that have tested, they have walked in the gift of faith, they have walked in the gift of the miracles, they have walked in the gift of prophecy. Praise the Lord. They have seen the goodness of God, yet they go back to their vomit. They go back to their sin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the preacher is speaking and is saying that let your garment always be white. Praise the Lord. Why is the garment of a believer need to always be white? Hallelujah. At all time, praise the Lord. It means there is a standard in which the Lord Almighty call his children to walk in. Hallelujah. And that standard is the standard of righteousness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Without righteousness, we have no testimony to say. Without righteousness, we have no power. Hallelujah. Righteousness itself is power and authority. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So the language of righteousness is what give a believer power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes people think that power comes because you can pray a lot, you can preach a lot, you can fast a lot. Glory be to God. But what gives you more power than anything is to live a life that is pleasing to God. Glory be to God. It's not amount of sacrifice you give to God, it's about your walk with God. Glory be to God. You may prosper in the physical. Hallelujah. Through the sacrifice of the physical. Praise the Lord. But the question comes in, does your spirit prosper? Because righteousness causes your inner man to prosper. Righteousness causes your inner man to grow in the will of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we together? So righteousness is a gift from God. Glory be to God. Righteousness is a gift from God. Hallelujah. When Jesus died on the cross, when Jesus shed his blood, glory be to God, on the cross, the Bible says he took the blood before the throne of God and he lay his life at the feet of the Father so that we may be able to be given the right to become the children of God. And through that blood that Jesus shed for us, we can come before the Lord, and when we repent of our sin, he takes away the filthy garment, the garment of iniquity, the garment of transgression, the garment of immorality, the garment of lying. Praise the Lord. The garment of the old man before the knowledge of Jesus Christ. When you come to the Lord and you sincerely repent and turn your life around and you say, yes, Jesus, I need you more than I need myself. I need you more than I need a girlfriend, than I need a husband, than I need a wife, than I need my job. I need you to intervene in my life. I can't lead my life. I need you to come and take over. I need to die with you and resurrect with you in the mighty name of Jesus. At that moment, the blood of Jesus will wash you. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you in the mighty name of Jesus. And from that day onward, God gives you the garment, and it is the garment of righteousness. It is the garment of righteousness. In other words, this garment, from that day onwards, you need to walk with it. You need, wherever you go, whether in your house, whether in your workplace, you are called to walk with that garment, because that is the new identity that you have in Christ. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you can't just be walking with the same garment you used to wear while in the world. The garment of corruption, the garment of lies, the garment of fornication, the garment of immorality. Hallelujah. The old man has to go and the new man has to come. You can't continue living the way you used to live. You have to allow your mind be transformed in the will of the Father. You have to submit to the patterns of God. It doesn't matter what the world pattern has taught you. It doesn't matter the culture the world has taught you. Now you need to submit to a new culture, a culture driven by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, a culture driven by the authority of the Scripture. You have to be willing to die daily. Glory be to God. You have to be willing daily to die. Hallelujah. And resurrect with Christ, to die to the desires of the flesh, to die to the will of the flesh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. By the Spirit we put down to death the deeds of the flesh, and we rise up in the righteousness of God. That is the victory you have as a child of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes some people think that being righteous is just a Sunday thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They come to church dressed well. They talk well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the moment they step out of the church, hallelujah, when you meet them, you can't tell they are Christian. The way they talk, the way they cuss, the way they dress, sometimes you wonder, is this the same person I saw in the church? Is this the same person I saw leading choir in the church? Because the moment you meet them outside the church, hallelujah, they don't look like a believer. They don't talk like a believer. Praise the Lord. They begin to do things that make you wonder, where have they put the garment? The Bible says, let your garment always be white. You have a responsibility to keep that garment white. That garment that Jesus gave you by shedding his blood on the cross. You can't live carelessly. You can't live like them. You can't talk like them. system. You have to allow the word of God influence your culture. You have to allow the scripture influence your attitude. You can't do things the way they are doing. You have to allow the Lord to direct your path. Praise the Lord. You have to allow the Lord direct your path. Because that garment that the Father has given you is not cheap. It is not cheap. Hallelujah. It costed the Son of God his very life. Jesus died for you to give you that garment because you need it. You need righteousness to defeat darkness. You need righteousness to defeat the devil. You need righteousness to overcome the works of darkness. You need righteousness to take what belongs to you. Praise the Lord. Do you know when we are out of the will of God, there are things that God has given unto us that we can't possess because we compromise somewhere. We compromise. Every time we compromise, we rob ourselves of our blessing. Every time we compromise, we rob ourselves of our dignity. Every time we compromise, we rob ourselves of our honor. Every time we compromise, we go back 10 times. So Jesus wanted to give us a gift that will put darkness at bay, and that is righteousness. Righteousness even scared the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because righteousness is light. Righteousness is glory. Righteousness is purity, is holiness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When you choose to live a life that please God, holiness attracts God. Hallelujah. Holiness attracts God. When you choose to live for God, God will want to be near you. Praise the Lord. Do you know how many people who are on earth today? But how many people can God inhabit? How many people can become his temple on earth? How many people have put themselves aside, have set themselves aside, have sanctified themselves to live for the glory of God, that their temple become a house of God, their temple become their abode of God, that they may carry God, that God may live in them, that God may manifest in them, that wherever they go, they will go with his presence. Hallelujah. God doesn't just want to come to visit and leave. He wants to come to visit and stay. He wants to come to visit and function. He wants to come to visit and manifest his glory through you. Because God is a spirit and he needs a physical body here on earth to manifest his glory. He needs a physical body here on earth to manifest his beauty, to manifest his power, to manifest his transforming power, but he needs a vessel that have set himself or herself apart, that the one to live for God. It doesn't matter what the devil is offering, it doesn't matter what the devil is giving, it doesn't matter the pleasures and the fleeting of Egypt. They will not bow down to the demand of darkness. They will not bow down to the seductress. They will not bow down to the demand of Jezebel. They will not bow down to the demand of systems that doesn't glorify God. Praise the Lord. We live in a time that many are bowing down to systems for quick money. Our young people are all over the internet selling their body for quick money. For quick money, they are out selling their body. Because the system is telling them They can make content. They can make content on YouTube. They can make content on TikTok. And they are flashing their screen, their flesh everywhere. They are flashing themselves everywhere for views. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. They are trading their glory. They are trading their righteousness. And the same individual will be coming to church to sing in the choir. A time come that you need to put on the garment. Bible said, let your garment always be clean. Always be clean. Always be clean. In the name of Jesus. Let your garment always be white. Always. Always be white. Because that is the testimony of Christ you carry. You may not know how powerful your life is to somebody who doesn't know God. You may not know that somebody have been thinking of giving their life to Christ because they have studied you over the years. You may not know that somebody has begun to believe in God at their younger faith because they saw how you journeyed with God. They saw how your life was transformed the moment you gave your life to Jesus Christ. And with time, you choose to be careless. With time, you choose not to keep your garment white. And they begin to see the black spot. They begin to see the lies coming out of you. They begin to see the seduction. They begin to see the lack of faithfulness coming out of you. They begin to see the miniskirt coming out of you. They begin to see you dancing to the rhythm of darkness. They begin to see you listening to secular songs, and they begin to wonder, were you born again? Is that salvation really real? Sometimes how you walk with God can determine whether somebody will come to the knowledge of God. It is painful because what we are showing our generation who God is a lie.
Praise the Lord.
Who we are showing our generation God is a lie. He's a lie. Today we want to soothe things. Today we want things to appear good. Today we want to entertain our young people without exposing them to the God of righteousness. Without exposing them to the God that require that they must be willing to die and carry their cross and follow Jesus at whatever cost.
Hallelujah.
True salvation comes with a sacrifice. You have to make up your mind whom you want to worship. You have to make up your mind whom you want to follow. Do you want to follow Jesus or you want to follow darkness and his habits? For we cannot call ourselves children of righteousness and the character we portray a character of the children of the devil. We bear fruits of darkness and we call ourselves the men of God. We bear fruits of evil and we call ourselves children of God. We must manifest the light of God. We must manifest the righteousness of God. We must manifest the dignity of Christ. So the garment you wear, hallelujah, will tell somebody the kind of salvation they need to have. Glory be to God. I've listened to some of the old fathers over there in 1960s and 1970s, or probably 1950s, who are still alive today. When you hear their story, when they get the time they came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, salvation was real. When somebody gets saved, it came with a change of life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And they normally say at that time, hallelujah, it was only the message of righteousness was key in the church. But we live in the days where the message of prosperity has conquered the message of righteousness. The message of prosperity has conquered the message of repentance. The message of prosperity has conquered the message of holiness. So there are people that are coming to church to give their life to Jesus, because they add, if they give their life to Jesus, they can become richer. So yes, they have given their life to the Lord, but there is nothing that have changed out of them. They don't understand there is a comment. They were given the day they gave their life to Christ, that there is a price that Jesus paid, and he has given them responsibility. They can't afford to walk carelessly, because it is that garment that Jesus gave you is the garment you will go with to the wedding supper of the Lamb of God. So keep joking with that garment, and the more you joke with that garment, you will miss the wedding supper of the Lamb of God. Help me read the book of Revelation chapter 7 verse 14.
And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible said they washed their robes and made them white before the bride of the Lamb. Glory be to God. So for them to appear before his glory, their robe has to be white. Anything that appear before God has to be clean, bright and clean. Praise the Lord. The scripture says that he's coming for a church without spot, without wrinkle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When Jesus died on the cross, he purchased everything that pertains to the righteousness of God, so that we don't have any excuse to appear filthy before God. We don't have any excuse to appear with our garments stained. Because every time we compromise as a child of God, you stain the garment and you lose the authority that God has called you to command as a child of God. Do you know you might be the one that God has given you authority over the city? You might be the one that God has given you authority over the nation. You might be the one that God has given you authority over your family. God has given you authority over the institution where you are. But the moment you compromise, you get displaced. We are supposed to sit with Christ in heavenly places. Why are we sitting with Christ in heavenly places? To help the Lord rule the affairs of men. Praise the Lord. The same way the principalities and princes of the air, the Bible said they sit in heavenly places. Why are they sitting in heavenly places? So that they can command dominion, so that they can control affairs of men. So you, as a child of God, you have to be seated with Christ in heavenly places to be able to command dominion, to be able to bring an influence of the people of God, to be able to bring the kingdom mandate in our nation, in our city. Hallelujah. We have to be seated with Christ in heavenly places, above all powers, above all wickedness, above all agenda of the devil, above all principality. We are seated with him, and we can't be seated with him when we wear a garment that is tainted with darkness. We can't be seated with him when we wear a garment that is polluted. So every time a child of God or a man of God compromise, they are displaced in their authority. They are displaced. Don't be displaced in your authority for a moment of pleasure. For a 2-minute pleasure, you can lose. You can lose a generation. For a minute of pleasure, you can lose your destiny. For a minute of pleasure, you can lose your ministry. Don't joke with your life. You don't know what you carry. You don't know the responsibility that God has given you. And if you know the responsibility, if you know the weight of your call, if you know that with you, many needs to come to the knowledge of God, the righteousness you wear today is what will save generations to come. No one follow a compromiser and want to end well in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No one fall. The Bible say, when the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. The testimony of your journey with God, testify big. Hallelujah. There's a man of God in the Bible. His name is Samuel. When I study the life of Samuel, is one of the men, from the time God called them to the time they finished their ministry, there is no error which is reported they did as a person. Hallelujah. There are many men of God. Hallelujah. From Abraham, from David, from Solomon, and all that. Hallelujah. There are errors of their journey that was reported. But it is Samuel that had authority to stand before the people of God and account of their life, account of their journey, account of their walk with God all the days of his life. Samuel was able to stand before the children of Israel and he told them, is there anyone I have robbed among you? Since I became a man of God, is there anyone I have stolen from? Since I became a man of God, is there any of our young ladies have I defiled? Today we have pastors that have defiled people around the church, that have defiled young ladies around the church. But they are still standing in the altar. They think it is okay. Some pastors have defiled even people's wives. They think it is okay. Praise the Lord. Samuel was able to stand and say, is there anyone and I have robbed among you? Let him come. I am willing to pay. Because he knew the kind of garment he was wearing was unquestionable. He was wearing unquestionable character. He treated people with dignity, with honor, with justice. Whether you are poor, whether you are rich, he treated them equally. As a child of God, do you treat people with justice? Some of you are a manager at work, you are a supervisor at work, you discriminate like nothing. Hallelujah. You don't give people equal opportunity. You choose whom to hire even when you know they are not qualified. And the one that is qualified, you don't give them a job. You don't give them a chance. But you still come to church to sing in the choir. You still come to church as an elder in the church. But your garment is questionable. Your character is questionable. You are even stealing God's money in the church. You are an usher, you are a secretary, you are a treasurer in the church. You have the audacity to steal God's money and go with it. Hallelujah. And you think it is okay. Samuel stood and questioned. As a pastor, can you stand before the people of God and say, I have never defiled anyone's wife here. I have never defiled anyone's child here. If so, may God strike me with lightning. If so, may I stop preaching this gospel of the kingdom. Do you have the audacity to stand with unquestionable robe? The priestly robe, the robe of honor, the robe of glory, the robe of authority. God doesn't want you to walk around like chicken, looking where to hide, because you have gone around sinning like crazy. So you have to compromise. You start preaching in the church, and when your eyes meet certain people, you begin to hide. You begin to change the sermon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are called to preach the whole Bible. There is nothing in this Bible I can't talk about. Hallelujah. Because even while I'm preaching to myself. I want to save my own soul. I want to save my own life. And I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washing your robes? Hallelujah. Are you washing your robes in the blood of the Lamb? I am challenging you, child of God, wash your robe. Let the robe give you fragrance. Let the robe give you honor. Let the robe give you dignity. Let the robe give you authority. But you have to wash in the blood of the Lamb. You have to wash in the blood of the Lamb. You have to wash, you have to wash. You have to wash the nonsense away. You have to wash the arrogance away. You have to wash the pride away. You have to wash the lies away. You have to wash yourself in the blood of the Lamb. You have to wash your character in the blood of the Lamb. You have to wash your ways in the blood of the Lamb. You must bear the mark of God in your heart. You must bear the fear of God in your heart. Praise the Lord. You have to wash your robes in the blood of the Lamb. You need to know that you are a bride to Christ before you are a bride to anyone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You need to treat yourself with dignity. You need to treat yourself with honor. Hallelujah. I remember even when I was approaching my wife for marriage, I saw her as a bride to Christ. I saw her as a bride to Christ before she was my wife. Hallelujah. So how do you treat the bride of Christ? You treat them with honor and dignity. Praise the Lord. You don't take the bride of Christ and defile them is when you want to give them a marriage. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't take the bride of Christ and disintegrate them, tore their garment. And where is the fear of the Lord in you? Praise the Lord. For those that intend to get married, that believer, that man, that lady, hallelujah, they are first the bride of Christ. How do you treat the bride of Christ who wants to make it to the wedding supper of the Lamb of God? Will you rob them of their dignity? Will you rob them of their honor? Will you trample on them first? Hallelujah. Especially if you are in authority and you are messing around, your judgment will be more heavy than those who are not in authority. Hallelujah. It's as painful as it is. Praise the Lord. I listened to one preacher who was saying that when David sinned against Bathsheba? Hallelujah. Bathsheba, hallelujah. The punishment that came out of that corrupted process was so heavy on David. David saw corruption in his home he has never saw. One of the punishments was that the sword will never leave his home. So his own children began to kill each other. Because his hand shed an innocent blood. David saw things, very ugly things. You need to know there is a consequences. Probably because David was a king. Hallelujah. Bathsheba could not resist because he was in authority. So he used, probably even if you wanted, the king has army, he has soldiers, he can command soldiers to come and pick you up. So don't misuse your authority. Don't misuse the office that God has given you to take advantage of the weak. Your punishment will be heavy. Especially those that are in authority. Taking advantage of the sheep of God, the punishment will be heavy. The punishment will be heavy than you can ever imagine. The book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 8. Revelation 19, the same scripture we are in. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. Maybe let's begin from verse 6 so that we understand the whole thing.
Verse 6 says, mm-hmm. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude,
mm-hmm.
as the sound of many waters, and mm-hmm. as the sound of mighty thunderings, saying,
mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory.
Mm-hmm.
For the marriage of the Lamb has come,
mm-hmm.
and his wife has made herself ready.
Ready. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
His wife has made herself ready. In other words, if we make ourselves ready, the bride, the wedding supper of the Lamb will be ready. And read verse 8. Read verse 8.
And to her it was granted to be arrayed in the fine linen, clean and bright. For
Hallelujah.
The fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
Hallelujah. To her it was granted. Hallelujah. It was granted for her to clothe herself with fine linen. Praise the Lord. So if you want to make it to the wedding supper of the Lamb, you need to know the weight of responsibility that Christ has given you. You need to know the weight of responsibility you have as a child of God. That you are granted to wear the fine linen. And the Bible says that this fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Bright and clean. Pure. So your attitude, your ways, your character, your action, your deeds are part of the fine linen. Your journey, your walk, the things you do, the way you dress, the way you honor others, the way you respect others are part of the fine linen. The testimony you bear as a child of God, a part of the fine linen. Praise the Lord. The scripture said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hallelujah.
By the word of their testimony. You don't know how powerful testimony is. They were able to overcome darkness. They were able to overcome the schemes of evil by the word of, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Their life was speaking fine linen, bright and clean. They lived a victorious life. They lived a life that gave dignity to the cross. They didn't compromise their faith for the filthy lucre. They didn't compromise their faith for the pleasures of this world. They didn't compromise their faith for them to become famous, for their churches to be full. They holded on to the old rugged cross, still bared fallow in them. In this darkness, they stood with God in a filthy place. They stood, they stand with light, they stand with the dignity of the cross. They were willing to die for God. They shine light. They prayed in the Holy Ghost. They waited on God. They lived with dignity in the mighty name of Jesus. They didn't pursue riches and glory. They lived a life that honored God. They wanted their life to demonstrate glory, to demonstrate purity, to demonstrate the victory that cometh from the cross. Today there are many people that are coming to church because they are chasing after something. Some are chasing after ministers to church. Some are chasing agendas to church that have nothing to do with God. Fine linen was given them to wear. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. You see, the Bible keeps emphasizing, it's not just a linen, it is bright and pure. In other words, it has attention. Does your life has attention of purity? Does your life has attention of holiness? Does your life has attention of righteousness? Can people see you and they see a standard? They see how a child of God needs to behave. They see how a woman of God needs to behave. They see how a father needs to carry herself around. They see how a mother needs to carry herself around. Or your life is an embarrassment. Today we walk around, you see a mother wearing a miniskirt. She has a daughter, 6-year-old, wearing a miniskirt. Hallelujah. Your life become an embarrassment. You don't have something to fight for. You don't have dignity even for yourself. Hallelujah. You see mothers who need to be mothers behaving like young girls. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen. Do you know it is granted for you as a child of God to clothe yourself with fine linen? And as we have read before, the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Righteousness. Untainted walk with God. Unquestionable journey with your Savior. A journey that can testify for you in the midst of darkness. A journey that can put darkness at bay. A journey that can cause demons to tremble. Because you are walking with God. Your life with God is not a mess. You are a living testimony of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When people look at you, they look a life they want to emulate. As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Do people have something to follow? Hallelujah. If people follow you, will they still be able to go where Christ is. Hallelujah. The apostle said, follow me as I follow Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because they knew their life carried the light of his glory. They knew their life carried the fine linen, bright and clean, something that cannot be hidden, a journey that shines in darkness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when they throw you in the midst of prostitute, you will come out untainted, because your garment is shining, it is bright. No darkness can taint it, no evil can taint it, no immorality can taint it, no America can taint it, no Africa can taint it, no Europe can taint it. Some of you, the moment you go to a developed country, you forgot you are born again. You started cohabiting with a girlfriend and a boyfriend. You stopped going to church. You think now you live in a place where nobody knows you. You used to go to church. You don't go to church anymore, because you think now you are in a developed country. So you used to love God when you are poor, but now when things are moving on well, you forgot that you are given a fine linen to wear. You forgot that your garment has to be bright. Whether you are in America, you need to live for God. Whether you are in Africa, you need to live for God. Whether you are in Canada, you need to live for God. Whether you are in Europe, whether you are in a Arab country, as a believer, wear a fine linen, bright and clean. Let your life speak of your Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, you can't hide your Savior under the bed. Some of you, you are hiding your journey under the bed. You have gone to a place where people don't know God, and you are hiding Christ, the hope of glory. You go to sit with unbelievers, and you don't want them to know you are born again. You begin to drink with them. There are places I have gone and they are drinking alcohol and I don't drink. I say, give me water. Water is good for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No more juice is good for me. Hallelujah. I refuse to compromise. I refuse to bow down, because I understand there is a garment that Jesus has given me, and I need to keep it bright and clean, pure and holy. It doesn't matter where I am. I have to honor the Lord. I have to live for God in the mighty name of Jesus, because what God has given me is not for a joker. It is for my eternity. It is for my salvation. I want to enter into the wedding supper of the Lamb of God. You can't enter into a wedding without the wedding dress. The wedding dress to the wedding supper of the Lamb of God is your fine linen. Is your fine linen. Fine linen is your wedding dress. If you don't have it, you can't enter. You can't enter into the wedding supper of the Lamb of God. And that is the place where you will live eternity long, worshiping God forever and ever and ever. The Bible says in that place, there will be no worry, there will be no sickness, there will be no crying, there will be no war, there will be no trouble, but we shall be there worshiping God. We shall be there bowing before the throne. We shall be there lifting the name of God. We shall be there breathing and eating the manna from heaven in the mighty name of Jesus, where our body will not rot anymore, where our body will not be sick anymore, but we shall abide in his presence for eternity long. But the moment you tain your garment, hell shall you wake up in. Hell and the judgment of God in the lake of fire. You have a choice. I felt of preaching this today in the name of Jesus. You have a choice whether you're going to wash your robes in the blood. Hallelujah. Or whether you want to live carelessly. Whether you want to live carelessly. But the scripture says that the bride has made herself ready. Praise the Lord. The bride has made herself ready. Do you know every time you make yourself ready for eternity, the heavens rejoice. The heavens rejoice. Every time you make yourself ready for eternity, the heavens rejoice. Because that time, even if you go to be with the Lord, the heaven doesn't mourn. The Bible said that when the saints die, it is joy to the Lord. Because you have been removed from this trouble to go and sit in heavenly places. To go and sit with Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus said to those that believe in him, they shall not die. Praise the Lord. Death is like a passage to his presence. People may be mourning on the coffin, but you will be looking at them in heaven rejoicing because you are in a better place. The heaven rejoices because the bride has made herself ready. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Let us rejoice and give glory to the Lord, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. And the bride and his bride, do you know you are the bride of Christ? There are trumpets that are blowing in the spirit right now. God wants you to make it right. He doesn't want you to miss. He wants you to enter. But you're still playing with your life. You're still playing with your life. Until the door will be shut. Praise the Lord. Jesus said that just like the days of Noah shall it be of the coming of the Son of Man. When Noah went around preaching the message of repentance, people thought it was a joke. God is speaking today that you need to make it right, my brother. You need to make it right, my sister, because God is coming in a day you don't know. He may arrive that day you are fornicating. He may arrive that day you are committing adultery. He may arrive in that day you are busy cohabiting. He may arrive that day you are in a beer parlor. He may arrive that day you went to visit a brothel. He may arrive that day you went to rob a bank. Will you be able to make it? Time has come that you have to make yourself ready. The Bible said the bride has made herself ready. If Jesus come now, can you make it? Or you will say, I need to go to do my laundry. There will not be time to do laundry when Jesus come, because he's coming like a twinkle of an eye. See, a twinkle of an eye, like the poof. He has come. Hallelujah. And it's coming for those that are ready. So we have a business to prepare as a church for the coming of the Lord. That is the most important business. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his own soul? Yes, you can get that mansion. Yes, you can get that job you want. Yes, you can get that visa to America, visa to Europe, visa to wherever you want to go. But what is the status of your soul? What is the status of your spirit? Are you ready for eternity? Are you prepared for eternity? When God looks at you in the mirror of his eyes, is heaven ready to receive you, or is heaven ready to send you to hell? Praise the Lord. Do you know when you make yourself ready, it's like you are living in heaven while on earth, because the heaven has already written your citizenship. They are seeing you that you are a citizen. You are an ambassador, because this earth is not our home. We are pilgrimage. We are passerbys. When you register with a pure garment, with a clean garment, shining bright and pure, you register in heaven. You register to become a citizen of heaven. So when you register to become a citizen of heaven, while you are here on earth, you are an ambassador. You are an ambassador of his glory. You are an ambassador of his beauty. You are an ambassador to demonstrate the power of God unto the sons of men. You are an ambassador of the gospel, of the risen gospel of Christ. You are an ambassador to bring souls to the kingdom of God. You are an ambassador to demonstrate the power of God on earth in the name of Jesus, that people may know that Jesus is alive. Is not like Muhammad, who died and rot. Jesus resurrected. His body did not catch any rot. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you are living here on earth, and you are living with a clean garment, you are living with a mind that is prepared for eternity, heavens rejoice and praise God. Hallelujah. When heaven look at your life, are they mourning or rejoicing? When heaven look at your character, are they mourning or rejoicing? When heaven look at the way you are living, are they mourning or rejoicing? Hallelujah. Some of us, we are causing heaven to mourn. We are returning back. We are crucifying Christ back again and again. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. The bride has made herself ready. The bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Hallelujah. And the fine linen stand for the righteous acts of God's holy people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Righteousness. Hallelujah. The symbol of righteousness is on the bride. Clean signifies holiness, integrity, and good deeds of believers, which is a gift from God. Hallelujah. The imagery of purity and holiness. Hallelujah. God wants us to live to show his power. And for us to walk in victory, we have to walk in the righteousness of God. I want us to take a few minutes just to surrender to God and pray and wash your robes. Don't play with your life. Don't play with your life. You carry eternity in you. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are on a crossroad where you don't know whether your feet is in heaven and your feet is in hell. You need to make it right. You have to choose light or darkness. You have to make up your mind whom you want to worship. You want to worship darkness, or you want to worship the living God. In the name of Jesus. So I want you to come before the Lord just the same way the Bible talks about Zechariah, Joshua the high priest, when he came before the Lord wearing the filthy garment, and he cried out to God. He said, Lord, and the Lord had mercy on him. The Lord had mercy on him. Cry out to God in the name of Jesus. That the Lord may help you in the mighty name of Jesus. That you can't wear a garment of shame around you in the name of Jesus. Hanasile manakola kidiba. O baratana makosele benema. Hakara katele kete 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 serene mawanda na mama mama. O parata la kidelele baha. O sana makena silimu sana. O basile mana silima. O likene mientelele ma santa na bababu silima. Just cry out to God, pray to the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. That the Lord may prepare you. The Lord may prepare you in the name of Jesus. If there is anything that you need to repent before the Lord, cry out to him. Whether you are in your home, in your house, let the Lord search your heart in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord search your heart in the name of Jesus. We serve the God who searches the heart, who searches the innermost, the things that we hide in our heart that can block us to enter into the beauty of God, that can block us to enter into the mercies of God. What it is that you are holding in, that you need to let go, that you need to surrender at the feet of Christ. What it is, I want you to give it to the Lord. I want you to surrender. I want you to return back to your King. I want you to return back to the place where you belong. I want you to genuinely repent before God and surrender to the living God and prepare yourself. God has given you an opportunity today. You have an opportunity whom God has led you to listen to the message I've preached today. God has led you to hear this word today because he wants to save your soul. He wants to save you from the hand of the enemy. He wants to save you from the teeth of the lion, because the devil is ranging, is moving to and fro looking for the one he can devour. But the place you can be hidden and the place you can be covered is when you wear the pure linen garment, bright and clean. It is the righteousness of God in you that will put the devil at bay, that will put darkness at bay, because you are clothed with the blood of the Lamb. You are clothed with the glory of heaven. You are clothed with the garment of praise. You are clothed with the garment of honor. You are clothed with the garment of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to pray, Father, forgive me where I have gone wrong, where I have done things not according to your will, where I have holden on to things that I should let go, where I have fallen onto the debris of sin and iniquity and transgression. Mighty Father, purge me. Purge me of my arrogance. Purge me of my pride. Purge me, O God, purge me, O God, purge me, O God, from my foul mouth. Purge me, O God, put a hot toll on my mouth, that this mouth will not lie anymore. In the name of Jesus, put a restraint in my body, that I will not sin anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hanasilemo salala. Yesile manamo salavima. Oh Baba, pay attention. Ze katala la 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 la. Ze manatoma kalalilema. Just cry to God. Whisper to God. Speak to God. Speak to God in that house. Go down on your knees. Just cry to him. Cry to him. Cry for mercy. Cry for help. Cry for mercy. Cry for help. Cry for mercy. The Bible said they wash their robes. Wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. wash your robe. Makoto keleba dalataya. Zekepete likuoya. Ayakata kalagada kalagada. Father, we are washing our robe. As individuals, we are washing our robe. As pastors, we are washing our robes in the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, we are washing our robes because we want to make it occur. We want to make it. We want the heavens to rejoice in the mighty name of Jesus. We want our life to produce light. We want our life to produce a testimony that will convict men to repent and turn their life to God, because we are the salt of this world. We are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. In the mighty name of Jesus, the light we carry cannot be hidden. The light we carry cannot be buried. In the mighty name of Jesus, because we choose to shine in the midst of darkness, in the midst of wickedness, we choose to shine the light of His glory. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rise in dignity, we rise in authority to decree the power in the gospel to save souls of men from the teeth of the lion, from the teeth of the evil one. In the mighty name of Jesus, that there is power, wonder making power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder making power in the preaching of Jesus Christ, that at the call of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord over all, is Lord over the kings of the earth, is Lord over powers of the enemy, is Lord over principalities in the land, is Lord over principalities in Chicago, is Lord over principalities in America, is Lord over principalities in Africa, and everywhere in the world. Jesus sits as the King of Kings, and He commands power and authority that every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord.
Father, we return back to our rightful place. We return back to the place where we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, to command honor and authority to loosen those that are in darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ, to bring the good news to the poor, in the name of Jesus, to command the ear of jubilee to God's people, the ear of the favor of the Lord, to command victory, to lose those that are in darkness, to lose those that are in prison, by the authority of God, by the rod of God, by the anointing of the Spirit of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. It is my prayer, Lord, that our words will carry life, our words will carry weight as ambassadors of the kingdom of God, the kingdom that cannot be shaken, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for you have given us the victory. Thank you, Jesus. Receive all the glory, receive all the honor. Blessed be the Lamb of God. You are worthy of glory, worthy of fame, worthy of honor. Thank you, Jesus. Show us your mercy. Send help, oh God. Draw us closer to you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe.